Well, a place to be next Thursday, December 9th, is Calvary Baptist Church in Madison. And the Ball Brothers are going to be there for the second time. I think they were there a couple years ago. And on the phone with us is Andrew Ball of the Ball Brothers and also Missy Katzenmeyer from Madison here. Missy is heading the event up on December 9th. And Missy, Andrew, welcome to Q92 in Madison.
Oh, so glad to be here this morning.
I got to ask you one thing. Who's your manager to schedule an event in Madison in the middle of winter?
You know, we try to get to a lot of the places that are interested in having us in, and that leads us all over the place. So,
well, you guys are from the South, right?
So I'm originally from Lincoln, Illinois.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then about 15 years ago, we moved down to Chickamauga, Georgia. So I am experienced with the cold weather, although where you guys are at, it gets a little bit colder than Central Illinois.
Yep. I'm going to just turn it over to Missy, and go ahead, Missy.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Say, can you tell us a little bit how your tour is going and how many cities you kind of perform your Christmas tour in?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, we have 25 different cities that we are currently doing on the Christmas tour. We just finished up last night in Appomattox, Virginia. And let me see, we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've already done 7 concerts on our Christmas tour so far. Tonight will be number 8 in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, which isn't too far from the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. And then I forget where we're at tomorrow night. I have to go look at the schedule again. So we're kind of in the middle of it now. It's going extremely well. Crowds have been really, really good. People are just excited to get out and be able to go to concerts and celebrate Christmas. And then you can just kind of feel an energy in the crowd this year that we haven't seen in years past, and I think that's just people just glad that they can get out with friends and family and you know, do some concerts again.
Absolutely, especially with last year not being able to. This year is, I think, going to be even better for you guys.
Exactly.
Do you guys go on any other tours throughout the year?
Since the pandemic started, we've pretty much been a very limited type schedule. And this is kind of our first big tour back out on the road since the pandemic hit. And we're already planning a second one, which will be June, July, and August of 2022. And so we're kind of doing a summer tour. We'll do a Christmas tour again next year. And then we kind of have strategic dates in between those tours that we'll do here or there. But that's kind of how things are going to shape up for us.
Well, that's always good that you guys can keep busy with the touring. What is your favorite part about it?
It's the singing part. I miss singing more than I realized. You know, you try to sing around the house and all of those good things, but it's not the same as feeding off the energy of the people in the crowd and getting to sing songs. Especially my favorite tours that we do, the Christmas tour is my favorite. That's my I'm kind of the Christmas guru on the bus. I listen to Christmas music year round, so this is kind of my this is my favorite tour to do.
So your wife lets you listen to Christmas music all year round. That's a pretty good wife.
I think she tolerates it. I don't know that she lets me. It's probably more in the tolerate zone.
Okay. What is the best part of what you do as a group that you get to share with other people?
One of the things that we are most excited about that we haven't been able to do is we do work with an organization called Child Fund International, where we help children across the world that are in great need. And that is completely dependent upon us being able to get out and tour and do concerts. And typically when we identify through Child Fund a child that's in need, that needs some help, it takes us about 6 months from the time they get them, process them, find out what their needs are, get their information to us and find a sponsorship. But due to the pandemic lately, it's been close to 18 to 24 months. And so there's a lot of children, especially in third world countries, that the pandemic is still massively affecting their day-to-day lives, and they're really struggling. And it was difficult for us to see the information from our different partners across the world coming in of how they needed help. But we were not out doing concerts getting those children the help they need. And so being back out on the Christmas tour and once again seeing each night, you know, 20, 30, 40 children getting, you know, the help that they need through people sponsoring them at our concerts it's a relief to us because we know how desperate those people need the help. And the lack of concerts and the restrictions and all those things have you know, kept us from being able to get the information out there. But now that we're back on tour, not only are we able to present those that need again, but we're seeing people sponsor children at a higher rate than we've ever seen in the previous years of us doing this. And so that's been a nightly encouragement for us. And we even put up on our bus here, we have a little whiteboard, and each night we write down the total of children sponsored. And we set a goal for this year of how many children that we'd want to sponsor, and we're already 7 concerts in, and we're halfway to the goal. So I think we were a little short-sighted on what God was going to do on this Christmas tour, so we're like, well, maybe we should raise the goal total for what we want to do this year, because so far it's going really well. So that, for us, is the most exciting part. And I know it sounds weird because, you know, you think it'd be the singing or the, you know, selling CDs or interaction, but really it's such a passion for us on the missions field to, you know, help those who desperately need it. And it's just an encouragement to see what God's doing with that so far this Christmas tour.
Yes, when you were here 3 years ago, you gave you did an explanation for us as well about the children's mission. And I thought it was a wonderful mission to help support. So it'll be great to have you guys back here and speaking about that again.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I was 16 years old, my dad was the music minister at the church we grew up there in Illinois. And I remember I'd worked all summer long, and I was saving up to buy a car. And my dad came to me and said, I want to give you an option. You have the option to go ahead and buy a car, or what if you took that money and we went on a missions trip? And the young kid in me was like, hey, I want to buy a car. But after I kind of prayed about it, thought about it, I was like, you know, I've never been outside the United States. This would be kind of cool. We were going to go to the country of Romania. And it was newly out of communism. The country was kind of struggling to find its own way. And we had some personal friends that were missionaries at that time. And I knew them very well. So I thought, well, it would be nice to go over there and work with them. So instead of buying a car, I took that money and went on my first missions trip at the age of 16. And it completely changed my perspective, and really probably one of the biggest events that's changed my life. And from that point on, we've been on over 32 missions trips now all across the world, working with missions all around the world. And so it's very much a passion for us, just individually, but also as a group.
Well, that's awesome, because that actually led into my next question I had for you, which was, what did the Lord do to let you know that this was your calling, to be part of this group, the Ball Brothers, and do these missions?
Yeah, it was, so the music part of it was, my dad was a music minister for almost 30 years, and then he was a senior pastor for 10 years, but I was 6 years old when he started doing the music at our church. And I remember that my mom and dad would sing a special, and at 6 years old, I was up there singing harmony with them. And so music was just always a big part of our lives. So that's where the passion for music came from. And then at the age of 16, went on my first missions trip, and that's where the missions part came in. And it's just neat to see how all these years later, God has combined, you know, the two biggest influences of my life into a single ministry where we can do the music and we can also do the missions work as well. And it's amazing how God works it out. You could have never told me that at, you know, 16 years of age, that's what God's plan for my life would be, but that's how it worked out.
Well, and it's a wonderful plan he has for you. Well, we look forward to seeing you on next Thursday, December 9th, up in Madison.
We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it, and we've all kind of, you know, made some guesses and wrote on the board of how much snow will be on the ground when we get up there. So we'll see who the winner is.
Well, we have no snow on the ground now, Andrews, and it looks none on the way. So
I'm going to go update my total real quick and put it back to zero since I got some information out.
All right. I got to tell you, Andrew, my granddaughter she loves you guys. She's 13 years old, and she has all your CDs, and she can't wait to see you at Calvary Baptist Church on Thursday the 9th. And It's even my daughter-in-law and son's 15th wedding anniversary, and they're coming to see the Ball Brothers on their anniversary.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Well, it definitely is a concert and a tour for all ages. We joke, you know, from kids from 1 to 92 this year. So we got a little bit of everything from small children to, you know, grandma and grandpa. It's a show that everybody can sit and enjoy at the same time. And if it doesn't snow before we get there, we will guarantee that in the concert itself that it will snow. So you don't want to miss that at all. So
okay.
It's not as impressive maybe up there, but a couple nights ago we were in Texas and they were ecstatic when it started snowing in the Christmas concert.
Well, we can't wait. Missy, why don't you tell our listeners how you can get tickets yet?
You can purchase tickets at either itickets.com or here at the radio station in Madison. They're $20 a piece. And we have a few left, so come on in before Thursday, December 9th.
Okay. All right, Andrew, thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing you guys.
Thanks, Andrew.
Right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Andrew Ball of the Ball Brothers. They'll be at Calvary Baptist Church on Thursday, December 9th. Doors open at 6, and the concert begins at 7.